RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Koziol, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning, everybody. Just after 7 o'clock, we welcome you in live, Tee to Green, here on the air on WGR Sports Radio 550. It is Olympic Golf Weekend. We're watching it live right now here in front of us. As we broadcast from the beautiful patio here at one of our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda. We've got a jam-packed show. It's Club Championship Day here at Pendleton Creek. We're watching the Olympic golf. We've got a trio of guests, which we'll get to in just one moment. And we've got to get our Western PGA Tip of the Week, check of the tours. Lots to get to, Jeff. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. You got a big day. You got the first day of the Club Championship today. Yeah. How'd you start last year? Let's refresh that. Bring that memory back.
Last year I had an amazing first day.
That's right. No, didn't you stuff it to a foot on the first hole, or was that 2 years ago?
I think that was 2 years ago. Yeah.
You just always excelled.
When I ran off the first tee. Yeah, I had a good first day last year with a 75 on my first day.
Very nice. Yeah. Well, you've got to be looking forward to playing today.
I am. Yeah. I love playing in these events. It's fun.
Yeah. It's fun as a PGA professional to come and watch people get set up for the event. Like, the event days were always so much excitement around the day. Everybody's hustling. Everybody's got a little different look on their face. Well, it's Club Championship, so they're coming in, you know, and they're a little more serious. It might be a little slower pace of play, but it's still fun. This is why you join a club. This is why you work on your game. This is why you try to get your handicap down so you can play in the Club Championship and stuff like that.
That's right. So we'll talk with Dylan Hayes here from Pendleton Creek in just one moment. But wanted to update you on the Olympic golf. Xander Schauffele, who's trying to go for back-to-back gold medals. He, along with Hideki Matsuyama and Tommy Fleetwood, they're in the final trio and teeing off right now here. They are on they're on hole two as we speak right now. So they are all tied for the lead here through one hole down in Paris. John Rahm is two off the lead. Tom Kim in contention. He's three off the lead. McIlroy four. So we'll keep you posted on what's happening there as they play at Le Golf National, where the Ryder Cup was held in 2018. So a Some of the players are familiar with it. Some of them not.
What's Le Golf National? I couldn't translate that. I don't know. Yeah.
Yes.
But what's nice is there's a huge crowd. So everybody, the people in Paris are very excited about the event.
Yeah. So that's on right now. If you want to listen to us, we'd love to have you do that. But if you want to watch the Olympic golf, it's on Golf Channel as we speak. All right. As we said, we are at Pendleton Creek Golf Club. And let's bring in one of our guests, a head golf professional here. Dylan Hayes is with us. Dylan has been on with us the last few shows. So we appreciate him coming back on here. Busy morning for you, Dylan. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you very much for having me back on. Pleasure to be back on. We got a big day, club championship today. So everyone can bring their A game and show their skills that they've been working on. So we got a big day today with a good field out there today, too.
You know what's fun about today, Dylan? I get to play with people that actually have to putt things out.
So. Oh, yeah.
Some of them have never putted inside of 4 feet.
There's no more pick that up. That's good gimmies.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're definitely taking those 2-3 footers a little bit more serious. You might want to put a mark on them and take the extra couple seconds to try and line that putt up and make it, because it can get a little dicey out there when you're got a couple, 3-4 foot sliders to make par or bogey, whatever it is. So,
and it's a 36 hole stroke play.
Yeah, it's a two-day event. It is flighted, so that's what's kind of cool about our club championship. It gives all skill levels a chance to come out and compete against others, and it's kind of funny at this club. There's a lot of pride that goes into the club championship, so there's people fighting for that C flight and that, B flight, even a D flight, and they take pride in that. So they want to see their name up on the board on the plaque for forever here at Pendleton. So it's a fun weekend for sure for me.
There might be a young man who has a betting favorite to win the scratch division of the club championship today that's a member here.
Yeah, If I had to make some lines, I would say Mr. Ryan at home's going at about -500 or something like that. But yeah. we have a really good field this year. Last year there was a lot of events going on, some qualifiers, and this year it ended up being really nice that we got all of our good young players back. So really, really healthy field. We have Ryan at home, who I mentioned, who was runner up at the Porter Cup, and then Tyler at home, his brother. He just actually had a hole in one on 18 a couple days ago. Congratulations, Tyler. And Jackson Hummel, he's an employee here and a member here, D1 player, and he's got some serious game out there. So I actually just played around with them Thursday. And nonchalant, they shot 68. Ryan shot 68, and Jackson shot 70 from the back tees, and they were just on fire. So it's fun to see for sure.
All right, I got my work cut out for me. Then.
Yeah.
Well, Brian's got that, no problem.
No,
you never know.
You
never know. Hey, make a few putts, get a little momentum. I know some people. I believe in momentum on the golf course.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
The fun part for me. As Dylan said, Ryan -500. The other
bet on Cozio?
For me, yeah, +50,000. There's no pressure.
Right. I'll throw a five on that.
That's
yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
That would be fun. Yeah. The little extra pressure. I mean, playing in tournament golf, I don't get to do a ton of it. I know sometimes, Jeff, you in the past as a PGA professional, you've played in the Western PGA Tour events and things like that.
I've played in a bunch of tournaments.
You get to
college, everything.
You really get to, it's a different field. Dylan, I know you've been playing in some of them too.
Yeah.
Yesterday
I actually just played in our assistants championship out at
Stafford.
Yeah. Yep. That was 36 holes in one day. Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and Nick Palladino, he tore it up.
Very good player.
Yeah.
He was borderline making the tour for a long time.
Yeah,
very good player.
Yeah, I got a chance to go down to Frisco, Texas, with him, and we spent some time together. And just a great guy,
yeah,
and
real good
he's
dude.
Doing a good job over there at Craigburn. So
yeah,
good guy to know for sure.
Yeah, all the good players I know say he's the best around. He's very good.
Yeah, just dialed in. He doesn't miss. Just. What fairway, green, and good chance he's going to make that birdie putt. So
it's fun to watch.
Yeah, wanted to get both of your take on something I know that our colleagues at WGR spent quite a bit of time talking about yesterday. I was on yesterday with Sal Capaccio. We talked a little bit about Olympic golf, but I know Jeremy and Joe in the morning were talking about it as well, of that they said they like the Olympic golf, but a lot of the feedback that they had said, and also I'm hearing from players, is that they wish there was some sort of team aspect as well. And I guess I'll ask both of your opinions. Like, what would the format be? You've got 60 players from about, 40 some different countries here. I don't know how you could do it. you don't want to add more golf onto it. You can't have like a four. Look, you got a practice round or two, then 4 days of the individual tournament. You can't just start and then add on another tournament after that. You'd have to do it simultaneously.
And you couldn't do match play because it's too random with match play.
I don't know how you could do it. I mean, I know that the match play has the bracket of 64.
Right.
But that's so random. You're not going to get maybe the best player winning that. So
I would say,
is there some way to do it? I don't even know.
If I could try and draw something up, I would say that there's some sort of team aspect where there's four players per team, and say you take the best two of four or three of four scores, or you drop the one, whatever it is, but just somehow make it to where your team scores. If one guy blows up.
Use the college format.
Yeah.
Use the college. You send out five and you count low four.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you add it up over 4 days. That's one day.
Whatever the number is that they feel is the right amount, whether it's three count two or three count two, whatever.
Yeah, have the individual event going on, but like you said, simultaneously make it a little team event, because I think that would be awesome to have your teammate. Not that they're not rooting for them, but to know that the gold medal's on the line for your team, and some, you know, it would be awesome.
If you look at a player who's at the back of the pack that's playing the tour and he knows he's got no chance, well, I'm still fighting for Team USA here, and my shot here, my up and down might win us the gold medal. Those kind of things keep you engaged longer, and or some partners better ball or something like that.
Yeah.
Where you have two-man teams, you know, like we have team volleyballer and all, you know, we have different.
Yeah,
yeah, you could
absolutely.
And then you could add the two partners better ball scores together. I mean, there's a million things you could do. Plan 72 holes does help identify the best players, which is, that's probably why the tour uses that format. And that's the argument against LIV, I guess. But I do think it is just like another tournament to some degree, except it's at the Olympics. So I'd like to see some kind of change.
Yeah. It would add too. Maybe you get some other countries that maybe don't have like the top 10 players in the world that, as you said, golf sometimes, like, it can, you know, maybe you get some of these smaller countries that the team aspect, all of a sudden they're
Mauritius.
In it. And, and how exciting it would be for them. Hey, maybe they're never going to win a major, one of their players, or maybe they're never going to win a medal, but maybe combined they've got a couple of good scores in there and they could be in the hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the biggest tournament in the lives of a lot of these players, because they're playing in the Olympics. You know, Xander Schauffele, he's already won a gold. He's got two majors this year. I'm sure he wants to win. I'm sure he's competing as hard as ever. How many poops? He just missed a little one, by the way. how many people can claim they'll have two gold medals, you know, out of the first three? It's pretty darn cool. It's still fun to watch either way. I mean, I enjoy watching the golf and watching the players compete, but it would be more fun if there was a little bit of a team aspect.
Yeah.
And let me remember, this is only the third edition of golf since its return. It came into Rio 2016, Justin Rose. Yep, won the gold medal. And then Tokyo, the COVID-delayed Olympics that Schauffele ended up winning the gold for. So, yeah, he's going for back-to-back. He just dropped one after missing a short putt, so he's one off the lead. Fleetwood right now is your leader at 11. Matsuyama and Schauffele are at 10, and John Rahm at minus 9. Real quick on Rahm, he was very vocal about the team aspect this week. He's coming off his first win on LIV. He has said publicly he didn't adjust well to LIV. He didn't like the music in the background. He didn't like the drones flying all over. He even won last week. He said he still wasn't even comfortable winning because the reason he won, Hatton missed a putt. Now, Hatton's on his team for LIV. Don't ask me what the name of his team is. Hot swings, ballers, whatever. Do you know
Range
what the name
rats?
Was?
No.
Whatever. You know how that works. And he said, so he's sitting there on the podium with the four of them, him and Hatton there. You know how they do the champagne?
Yeah.
They hand him that. And Hatton's sitting there like, I just lost the tournament. But he's got a sprint because his team
won.
But
he still won, yeah.
So
he's supposed to celebrate.
So Rahm said it was kind of bittersweet. And I'm like, damn, you just won your first LIV tournament. You think you'd be a little more excited.
Yeah.
And you could see he was very subdued about it.
And to your point, Schauffele just missed a 2.5-footer.
Yeah.
Maybe he wasn't focused. Hey, this is the club championship here.
Yeah.
This is the Olympics.
Exactly.
You better grind.
By the way, the best tee markers, the tee markers are the Olympic rings.
They're
pretty
darn
sweet.
Good.
Yeah, that's
nice. So Tommy Fleetwood's your leader. By the way, no surprise, Fleetwood's playing well. He won the French Open here in 2017 at this course. He also went 4-1 in the Ryder Cup. If you remember him and Francesco Molinari were like just destroying the U.S. They were among the many that destroyed the U.S. that week when they rolled Team USA. But he was excellent that week. So he said he came here with a lot of confidence. It's cool to see them all wearing their country's colors and hats and stuff like that. Really fun.
Did you hear what Rory had to say?
About the rough.
About the rough.
I didn't hear that. What'd he say?
So somebody asked him, they're like, hey, is the rough the same as it was for the Ryder Cup? Because they juiced it up for the Ryder Cup to try to help out the Europeans. And Rory's like, oh, you're going to have to ask the Americans. I wasn't in it that week.
Oh.
It's a good one.
It was a good one. Yeah, for sure.
He was right, too.
Yep. Dylan Hayes, head golf professional from Pendleton Creek Golf Club. We are broadcasting live from their beautiful patio here just a little bit after 7 o'clock. Tee to Green, our first show in August. Yep, we're already to August.
Wow.
And next week, we are rolling into, after Tee to Green, we're going to go right into Bill's pregame for the preseason opener. They had the blue and red practice last night. Did you see that Josh Allen helmet?
Yeah, I did. I actually stopped by. I went for a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, it was cool.
The black helmet with the red standing buffalo. So next week we'll be taking you right into Bills Bears preseason action on Tee to Green next week. But Dylan, want to talk a little bit about shot shaping with you.
Yeah,
absolutely. And with Jeff here, we get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week brought to you by the Western New York PGA, which has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. If you want to get involved in golf, get started, get your son or daughter involved with junior golf, go to WNYPGA.com. Shot shaping. I know we talked about it actually this week at junior camp. I help out with you guys on Wednesdays. We've got all the juniors on the range this week, and we were hitting driver, but we had talked about, hey, can you try and fade it? Can you try and block it? I know Jackson Hummel was up there demonstrating for us, but I know you shape the ball.
I draw the ball, right to left.
A right to left draw. So you talk a little bit about maybe just for amateurs that are listening right now, like the thought of trying to shape it one way or the other, or maybe, hey, I know, Jeff, this is a drill you always ask me to do. If I come to him and say, hey, I'm missing it left all the time, he'll say, well, have you tried hitting it right? Or have you tried fading it?
Yeah.
Talk a little about how you approach with your shape, and then Jeff, maybe you can come off of that as well.
Yeah. So like we talked about in junior camp this week, in a perfect world, if we could sit back there and just have a dead straight ball fly right to the pin, that would be great. And these tour players would be making everyone would be fairway green and life would be good. But in reality, that's not the thing. That's not real life. So What you try and do is you try and align yourself to a spot where you can get that ball to end up at the target. So if in my case, if I draw the ball a little bit, it's okay to be 5-10 yards right of our target. And especially when we're taking our approach shot and we're trying to hit into the green, if that pin, you know, is on the left side of the green, I don't have to go right at that. I can try and play a little bit of a draw to the center of the green and play it a little bit better. Now, I'll give some advice on the backswing. So the backswing is I feel a very important way to get the swing started. So the more around your body that you take the club, the flatter the swing, the chances of you drawing the ball are a little bit more. So if you're bringing that club, you know, straight around your body more, almost like a baseball swing, that's more of a draw swing. The steeper your swing, the straighter back you bring the club, the chances of you coming a little bit more outside in to where you can fade the ball. So I hopefully that you understand, you know, the takeaway behind your body, kind of closer to your body, kind of draw, you set up for a draw more. The straighter back you take it, the more outside in, you're going to see a little bit of a fade, a little bit of a left to right. So that's kind of what I do when I'm out there. If I have a day that I'm drawing the ball a little bit too much, especially off the tee, I say, you know what, maybe I got to try and bring that backswing back a little bit straighter, and let's try and get ourselves on a better plane to where we can see a little bit of a straighter ball flight, or vice versa. Say I'm leaving that ball out. My ball's just kind of blocking out. It's not coming in. Maybe I need to make sure I finish that swing and, you know, release that club through the zone and turn all the way through. So there's little things that you can tweak throughout the round. But for me personally, it's a lot about the backswing and getting that swing started in the right direction.
Yeah, it's the physics of golf, right? The ball's going to curve. No one's really trying to hit a dead straight shot. You're either going to swing a little left with an open blade, or you're going to swing a little right with a closed blade. A little right with a closed blade is a draw. A little left with an open blade is a fade. And understanding that it's how your face is in relation to the path it's traveling on. So if my club is swinging a little bit left, we use the TrackMan at the dojo for this all the time. If I'm swinging 3 or 4 degrees left, now if I have a closed blade, then that's going dead left or further left. If I have an open blade, it's going to start fading towards my target. And good players, and any player is going to have a pattern. You listen to the tour players on TV. You know, well, he's a drawer of the ball. He's a fader of the ball. Most of them actually swing a little bit left with an open blade because they hit it so hard, a fade has a little bit more spin. It's easier to control.
Yep.
They do hit it, you know, relatively straight. But being able to hit the opposite shot is what's important, like we discussed. If you're hitting too much of a slice, the old saw, well, I'm hitting big slices, big high slices, bro, what do? Why don't you go to the range and hit a bunch of low hooks? So you exaggerate the opposite, and that can mitigate a flaw. But if you're trying to, or get you back to center, but if you're trying to, you know, hone in a certain shot shape, then just understanding, you know, look at your path, look at what your blade's doing in relation to your path. And that's where good players are going to tweak it, you know, in their downswing. You know, if you have a good backswing, like Dylan was talking about, you know, maybe I just hold the blade open a little bit more to the path that it's going on, or I shut down that blade a little bit more to the path that I usually travel on, to control the trajectory and the flight of the ball. But understanding that typically a beginning golfer or golfer's growth and development as they get into the game is most people start off slicing. And then we teach them to hit hooks. And then if you only can slice the ball and have never hit a hook, you've never known what a completely compressed golf ball feels like. If you only hit hooks and you can't hit a slice, you don't know what that shot feels like. It limits how good you can be. And people go through spells, right? I've had times where I've hit draws and I've had times where I've hit fades in my career, depending on what's going on in my
Absolutely.
Swing and stuff like that. Yeah. But understanding it's your blade in relationship to the path that it's traveling on that makes the ball curve. Physics and deflection. You're a math teacher, Brian.
That's right. I like the physics behind it.
Yeah.
Good tips there from Dylan and Jeff here on shaping the ball. We mentioned junior camp. Quickly, I know junior league really, really run well here. I always speak highly of it here. You have the huge... What, 13U team, the huge 17U team here, if you just want to talk about that. I know that, that season's just about wrapping up if you want to talk
absolutely.
A little about how the
year's gone. So, we've had a great junior season this year. Things are starting to come to an end. Next week we have our junior club championship on Wednesday, August 7th. That's our in-club junior club championship. We have about 90 kids in our junior camp that are going to be competing for different age groups and girls and boys, and that's a really fun thing where we do an award ceremony after, and everyone gets their medals, and it's a great time there. So that's our in-house junior camp. Then we also have our PGA Junior League All-Stars. We're finishing up our two 13U matches this week. We play against Hickory Stick and Lockport Country Club. And then next week we have the 13U and 17U All-Stars on Thursday, August 8th at Glen Oak. And I have quite a few kids representing Pendleton Creek there. Four kids are going for the 13U, and then we're sending our own 17U All-Star team there as well. So it'll be nice to get the kids out there and showcase what they've been working on all year, and hopefully we can make a run to states again. The last couple of years, the Buffalo North 13U division has qualified for states, and really proud of the guys from not only Pendleton Creek, but the other kids in the area as well.
You've got one of the most vigorous junior golf programs in Western New York, I got to believe, with all these kids, 90 kids in your junior golf and competing for a club championship. That's going to be that's a fun day. That's one of those days that kids come in. They're excited.
Yeah.
This is a big day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's cool that you do all that for junior golf, and that develops, and that's what we're always trying to promote.
Jeff, you would love it here. Wednesday mornings, we've got Dylan, we call the players division, kind of the upper-level players.
Cool name for them.
They're here at 7:30 in the morning. We do some instruction. Then they go out onto the golf course and play. And while that's all happening, all the younger kids and the beginners are coming in at 9, and there's another 40 to 50 of them coming in, and they've got the noodle course set up out on there. What, again, I know is something you always value, Dylan and Don and everything. Getting even all the kids out onto the golf course.
Yeah,
I know
important.
That's something we did that this week, again.
But absolutely.
It's not just sit on the range for an hour and a half.
It's nice your club lets you do that, because a lot of clubs don't. And getting the kids, that's how you, that brings the excitement. It's fun to be on the range and hit balls. But it's way more fun to hit it into a bunker. Oh, I'm in the bunker, Dad. You know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, and get to experience what golf really is.
I agree.
Yeah. It's cool to see once they get on the course and you start teaching them, about golf etiquette and things like that. Like I had a few the girls can I help rake the bunkers today? Like, they just literally want to sit out there and rake the bunkers and fix divots. Like, we showed them how to fix divots, and now they're running all over the golf course trying to find divots to fix. And that's what it's all about. It's all about getting the kids out there, showing them what golf is, and respecting the game, and that's how you truly fall in
love. Now they're hooked on the game for life.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
I do like my analness of the bottle on the cart. If I see a divot to fill, then all of a sudden I'm like, two more, three more, one more.
Oh yeah.
All of a sudden I'm scattering the fairway.
Or you maybe grab a couple extra bottles on your way out before the round.
I love doing
Brian,
that.
Brian, you have six bottles of sand there. Yep.
Yep, I agree. Dylan, before we let you go here, I know one of the things that the owners have done a great job here, the expanded just venues here beyond just the pub, which is open to the public. We've got the patio that we're sitting on right now. They've got the Long Anchor Cabin. I know hosting events, parties, showers, wedding anniversaries, birthdays, things like that. I know something that you wanted to let people know they can do.
Yeah. So, actually, I just last weekend I had my mom's 60th birthday party out here on the patio, and it could not have went better. Like, she was so happy. She had all her friends and family here, and it went so smoothly. So I would highly suggest having a party, a graduation, whatever it is. We have a lot of different areas. You could have in the restaurant or out on the patio or at our Long Acre Cabin. There's a lot of different options for your party size. So. It's a great place happening all year round.
Yeah, they gotta check it out. Come in and see. It's a cool.
Yeah,
cool
yeah. We're
the pub's
open
to the public.
Yep. Open. Yeah, pub is open to the public all year round. Actually, during the winter or the fall time, I do a couple cornhole leagues. There's a social cornhole league and a competitive cornhole league. So the place is just buzzing all year long. It's great. It's great to see the place so healthy. So yeah, I would highly suggest stopping in for a cold one with the family or some food with them.
A lot of good TVs at the bar. Just a fun place to come and watch a sporting event. For sure.
I like to come for the wings. Yes, yeah.
They're good. Dylan, before we let you go, let's do this. Don Schneider, who of course has been here for with us many years on the show, not with us this week, but he's got a good excuse.
He does.
Yes. His daughter, he's walking his daughter down the aisle today. His daughter, Rebecca, is getting married. So Don Schneider and the Schneider family.
Oh, I would
congratulations.
Congratulations. We'll see how he does with the speech.
He said he was working on a speech. He said he thinks he's got it ready. But
yeah,
I mean,
thanks.
I would cry my eyes out all morning. I don't know how I would.
So Don, obviously.
Congratulations to Don.
Don, of course, is listening to TD Green. He's not getting ready.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, he's ready to go.
That's right. Don, congrats. Good luck with the speech. Congrats to your daughter, Rebecca, and I hope the day goes well for you. Should be a fun day.
Perfect. Thank you guys very much for having me on.
Thanks, Dylan.
Appreciate
it. Good luck
today.
Good
luck, Brian.
Thank you.
Yeah. I got my money on Bri.
Oh.
Let's go.
I don't know.
Over, under 76 and a hook? I think that's fair. 77 in a hook?
Nah.
I'm taking the under.
I don't know.
He's being modest.
We'll see. Thanks, Dylan.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you, guys.
All right, appreciate it. Head golf professional Dylan Hayes with us here at Pendleton Creek Golf Club. We'll get you an update on the Olympics when we come back. Also, a couple of players from the event today. Members here, Ryan Edholm. He's had an amazing summer of golf here in Western New York, so we'll tell you about that when we return. Jackson Hummel as well. And we'll keep you posted on the Olympics as we roll on from Pendleton Creek. Along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, I'm Brian Colziel. Evan DePasquale is back in our Amherst studios, doing a great job as always, running things for us. We'll take a timeout. Tee to green here at Pendleton Creek on WGR.
Listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home club, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system, It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda is the spot for your golf tournament or special event in 2024. If you're ready to book your golf tournament, Pendleton Creek should be your first call. The golf course provides friendly conditions suitable for all players, along with private exclusivity on Mondays, and the Pendleton Creek staff could fit your needs to make it an event to remember. Email head golf professional Dylan Hayes at dylan@pendletoncreek.com. If you have a celebration you're ready to plan, the Pendleton Creek Pub, Patio, and Cabin offer unique one-of-a-kind settings that'll make it unlike any other place in Western New York. Weddings, showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or work parties, Pendleton Creek can host them all. Email catering coordinator Tammy DeFries at tammy@pendletoncreek.com. Pendleton Creek is here to make your golf tournament or special event the best it can be. For more information, be sure to check out pendletoncreek.com.
Golf Dojo is Western New York's premier indoor golf experience. At Golf Dojo, you have access to fully enclosed suites powered by TrackMan, with two facilities conveniently located at 7350 Transit Road, Suite 3, and 1154 Niagara Falls Boulevard. We've created a comfortable and focused environment for any golfer to practice, play, and learn. Starting at $20 a month, all memberships include 24-hour access, club storage, and discounted bay hours. Golf Dojo is your space, your time, your game. Book now and purchase memberships at mygolfdojo.com.
Golfers in Buffalo love to show their pride for their city and the game they love. Well, we love Buffalo and we love golf, and there's no better way to show that pride than with gear from Golf Buffalo. Designs and color schemes with an emphasis on Buffalo and Buffalo companies in the golf industry. Golf Buffalo belongs in your bag, perfect for gifts and your closet. Order today at golf-buffalo.com. That's golf-buffalo.com.
Custom Turf is Western New York's leading artificial turf provider. From indoor and outdoor putting greens to dog turf or playground and gym applications, Custom Turf can create beautiful, functional, and lasting spaces for you and your family to enjoy for years. We also install golf simulator systems so you can play and practice year-round on stunning reproductions of the world's best courses. With our 25-plus years of experience, if you can dream it, we can build it. For more information, call them at 716-945-0283 and check out their work at CustomTurf.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's no longer a secret that Lancaster Country Club is one of the best 18-hole layouts in Western New York. Challenging, fun, and always in great condition you expect from a private facility. What you may not know is Lancaster also boasts a par 3 course, completed renovations with a new grill room and banquet facility, and most important of all, a friendly, fun, and relaxing atmosphere. Members are ready to welcome you to the LCC family. Inquire today about membership opportunities by calling Mike Szabo at 716-684-3700 or visit lccny.com.
WGR Sports Radio 550.
Golf is so young in the Olympics. We have 1 week off after this. We have our playoffs, our year-long race for the FedEx Cup. Watching everyone in the pool yesterday, I mean, I watched the semifinals and then three finals, and the stress of 100-meter freestyle or 200-meter fly or all that stuff, just trying to get into the final. You know, you have so many good swimmers not getting to the final that we're supposed to, and then people making their dream come true. So It was awesome. You know, I felt like just being at that defense arena there was, I got a little bit of everything.
That is Xander Schauffele, the defending gold medalist at the Olympics, trying to go for another one this week. He's one off the lead right now at the Olympics. His play's up and going this morning from France. If you want to watch it, it's on Golf Channel. As we welcome you back here, Tee to Green, live from one of our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club, here on WGR, along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us. We want to thank Dylan Hayes, the head golf professional, for joining us last segment. And we've got another guest coming in here from Canisius College, one of the great amateur players here in Western New York. Ryan Edholm is with us. Ryan also playing in the club championship here this morning. Got an 8 a.m. tee time, Ryan, right?
Yes, we're excited to play with Jackson and my brother Tyler to get it going.
Yes, let's give Tyler a little love. He had a hole-in-one this week,
right? Hole-in-one this week, yeah.
On the 18th?
18th, his second one. It's funny, he made his first one when he was 12 and his second one when he was 24, so
I guess he might have to wait till 30s. 55, yeah, great.
Do you have one?
No, I don't have one. Still waiting on it, hopefully today.
All three of us don't have one. Maybe today's the day. Yeah, I like the way we're thinking.
Today's the day, we got that in common with him, yeah.
What I don't have in common is the summer of success, Ryan, that you have had playing. We've talked about what you did at the Porter Cup on our show a couple of weeks ago, but you've won a tournament, the Erie County event at Alma Meadows, and I know that your college season went really well. Can just let everybody know, like, you're feeling really good about your game right now. So why do you think maybe you've taken it up even another notch this year?
Yeah, my game's been very good this summer. Just being able to practice and all throughout the winter at school has been helping me a lot. I think my game's been, like, taking a huge step ever since I've been in college. And, winning the Erie County was a fun one. Coming back from four shots down, going into the second round, shooting a 63, that was a fun one. And the Porter Cup was just an awesome week.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit. What was that like for you? You might have never played in front of crowds like that.
Yeah, that was a new experience. That was super fun to play that well in front of the crowd. They were cheering me on the whole way. It was an unfortunate ending to finish bogey, but to shoot 10 under in that event and just play with those guys, hang with those guys all week was awesome.
Well, you're one of those guys. That's why you play with those guys and hang with those guys. It's got to give you a ton of confidence
Now
you walk out and on a tee, you're probably a much more confident golfer, and confidence leads to better play, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's for sure. Some of the guys I played with that week were awesome, and I'm still in touch with a couple of them, so it's pretty cool.
Well, I saw how hard you worked on your game during the winter. You'd come into the dojo a lot, and you spent a lot of time, so it's paying off for you, right?
Yeah, we get a nice membership with the dojo through Canisius, and I get to see Jeff here throughout the winter.
Lucky you.
It's awesome, yeah. Super lucky.
Yeah.
So, Ryan, you're going into your senior year at Canisius here, and I know the upcoming season you said is just starting. You're going to have your first match coming up at Colgate coming up, but just how is college golf been here? I mean, can you believe it? You're already going into your last year. It went quick for you.
It felt like just a couple months ago when I came with you guys right before my first event.
That's right.
Here at Pendleton Creek. It's crazy how fast it's gone, but I'm excited to get started.
So has your goals changed this year going into your senior year of college, where maybe you tried to finish well, or now maybe you're trying to win every event?
I'm trying to get that first collegiate win.
Yeah.
Would be nice. A nice one this year. And then for the spring, try to make regionals would be the goal, which would be winning max.
Yep.
So you obviously have raised your game in terms of the scoring that you're producing here, and you've won events. So what does it take to take it from, like, okay, my game has gone from good to great, but now to winning? Because obviously, in golf, most event we were just talking about with the Olympics here, three of 60 are going to medal. So for 57 players here, some of them might feel like it's a disappointing week, but I mean, making the Olympics and being the 60 in the world, like, what an accomplishment. But for golf, sometimes maybe we don't get that accolade or that feeling because of the fact that there is only one winner. So how do you feel like, even from the Porter Cup, like taking away from I had an amazing week, or or what does it take to get that?
Is it confidence first, or is it good swing brings confidence, or confidence brings the good scores? I guess.
Like you just said, winning is so hard, and I just found that out at the Porter Cup. But just all the experiences that I've had have kind of led me up to this, and like winning a couple events last year, like winning the Erie County, like. It is really hard, but I know I can do it and just have confidence in my game. And
does it motivate you to work harder because you just were so close?
That's for sure.
All right, next year, guess what?
And now, I had the experience of playing in second to last group and having all those people around. And I know I can kind of hang with the best of them and see what I can do this year in college.
Yeah, and you know from the Porter Cup, obviously, the best in the world. Guys that are playing in the Olympics right now played in that event. Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty cool feeling to be able to put my name up there and have a nice little glass trophy. Not the trophy I wanted, but
next year.
Yep. We'll see.
So just real facts before we let you go, Ryan, the fall season upcoming, I know for those that maybe follow Canisius and I know Niagara and Bonaventure, you guys have that annual Little Three tournament coming up, but what's the fall look like for you and the guys at Canisius?
We play in the same events usually. We actually have one new one that Coach Hummel got this year. We're going to Eastern Kentucky, so that'll be a new course, new event that we'll get to play in for my last year. But other than that, we'll go to Colgate, Binghamton, Bucknell, all host events. Cornell hosts one that we'll go to. And then other than that, in the spring, we'll go into conferences and we'll get a couple trips, and so that'll be nice.
Awesome. Well, good luck. Thanks for representing Pendleton Creek so well.
Yes, thanks you guys for having me.
And you've had an amazing summer, so keep it going.
Hopefully
we'll
keep it going, yep. Thank you.
Thanks, Ryan. I appreciate it. Ryan Edholm from Canisius College here as we roll on here on WGR Sports Radio 550, T to Green. We're going to bring in another guest here in just one moment. What a year, what an experience at the Porter Cup for Ryan. Really cool. He's, going down the stretch with a chance to win it.
Yeah, and plus he's a kid you're going to root for. Yeah, and not because he's local, because he's just such a good kid to get to see him around a lot. And big, tall, strong, he's the very model of the modern golfer, that's for sure.
That's right. Same frame introduction here.
Hang on. Let's get him set up, get that mic real close.
Let's bring in our next guest here from Pendleton Creek. He's also going to be playing with Ryan today, and it's Jackson Hummel. Jackson, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
We're good.
You sound like your father.
I've gotten that a few times.
Yeah.
We've had your father, Todd, on, who's the Canisius golf coach, a few times. But, Jackson, we appreciate you making your Tee to Green debut with us.
Yeah.
You just finished up your final year at Hofstra playing D1 golf there. Tell everybody a little bit about how that experience was.
Yeah, it was awesome. I wanted to go away for school, so that was the main focus when I was looking at schools, and Long Island's where I have some family there, so I was comfortable there, and I had the best time ever, so it was no complaints, and the golf was good. Golf's really good out there.
A lot of good golf courses.
Yeah.
And you got your degree?
Practice. Yep.
All right. That's good to go. That's the important thing. Yep.
What are some of the courses that you got to play? I mean, that tri-state area has got some amazing golf courses.
Yeah, we were really fortunate. Our coach is a pro out there. He's a quarter century PGA pro, so he's got a lot of connects, and he got us out to Meadowbrook, Glen Oaks, Brookville, Nassau.
Those are all well-known.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, old school, gorgeous tracks.
Yeah. Engineers, we played almost every week, which is a pretty, pretty sick golf course. So, yeah, we had a lot of good golf out there, so we were very fortunate. And he's the assistant pro at Garden City Country Club, so we had unlimited practice there after 3 o'clock, and it was...
Other than that, you didn't get to play anywhere
fun.
Everything
was everything else.
You were in a Delaware park.
Yeah,
sure.
Jackson, what would you say... It makes a successful college golfer. Like, I mean, your transition from starting through the end, now that you look back at it, like, if you were going to start it over, or if there was a freshman walking into Hofstra right now, like, what would you tell him to say, like, hey, this is how you can succeed playing college golf?
Yeah, I think it's different for everyone, but I personally wish that I would have focused on my mental game a little earlier. I kind of fell into the trap of, you know, getting down on myself and, you know, putting too much pressure on myself. So I kind of wish that I would have started seeing or talking to our Hofstra had a sports psychologist on campus starting my junior year. So I wish that, honestly, that would have started my freshman year, because I would have started the ball rolling a little earlier just to get my mental game in the right spot. And I think that that really helped me, like, on the golf course and off the golf course, just, like, reacting to my bad rounds and, like, making sure my good rounds, I kept the same frame of mind. So that was, like, the main thing for me. But it really is, like, a war of attrition. Like, there's long days, there's long nights, long road trips. Like, you should just make sure that you're, like, staying present and not, like, focusing on anything other than that.
That's what I was going to bring up, is people forget that this is, it's a grind. A, and you're playing for your teammates also, not just for yourself. Yeah. And you have to, you can't quit because you got the rest of your team to try to help out there. But you're playing in the rain. You're playing fall and spring golf. Yeah,
miserable days.
Yeah, I've been there for a lot of them. Yeah. Yes, and I know your father well. And now you're going to follow in your father's footsteps, we understand, sort of.
Yeah. So I just took a grad assistant position at Ohio University.
Nice school. Yep.
Yeah, down in Athens, Ohio. So I'm going to be heading down there in a couple weeks and starting my coaching journey, I guess.
And work on your master's?
Yep. Okay. I'm getting a coaching education degree, so master's degree, so it'll be cool. I'm excited.
That's great. Yep. Yeah. You get to keep staying in the college golf scene.
Yeah.
The good and the bad of it.
Yeah,
right?
I like the good a lot, so I'm going to stick with it for at least give it a whirl for two more years and see what that takes me, where that takes me.
Yeah, that's what great about golf, right? If you didn't play golf, you wouldn't have got to have any of those experiences out on Long Island, play all those golf courses, meet all those people, make all those friends, get your job, get, you know, grad assistant, get a master's.
Yeah,
all
who
those
knows what
help.
It's going to lead to.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah,
really
cool.
I think just one more thing I want Jackson said about just the mental game. It's hard when you're competitive with yourself, and it's hard when you have high expectations. And golf, to me, because of the variability, I mean, I feel like I don't want to make it seem like other sports aren't difficult in that sense, but the variability from the good and the bad in golf seems like it's even more that it can really challenge you mentally. Like when Josh Allen misses a pass, like the receiver can still catch it sometimes. Mm-hmm. But like in golf, if you're off by a quarter of an inch on your club, that's the difference between a fairway OB, and that's the difference sometimes between your round getting away from you. Not like it is very, very mentally challenging, I think, at times that. That's something that I feel like you really have to be in a good state of mind to be a strong golfer.
Yeah. Well, like you said, in college golf, though, it's also you're going to be playing 36 holes in 45 degrees in rain, and your body may not feel right, and you may have been in a van all night driving there to get there, staying in some hotel, eating a crummy little breakfast, trying to warm up with some cruddy range balls, and then you start off at end, you still got to play 35 more holes, 30, and then you got to play the next day in the rain again and stuff like that, and your gear soaked. So all those, you got to, right? This is what you're talking about with mental. Hey, you got to find a way to stay present on each shot and just do the best you can, right? I mean, it's hard sometimes.
Yeah, those 36 hole days can get very taxing mentally, because you can just, you don't really know where the day is going to take you. So unless you focus on like the hole in front of you, the shot in front of you, you start thinking about so many other things, and it's hard to keep your mind together. So that's what I focused on for my last 2 years.
Yep. Yeah, that's how you get better.
Yeah.
Can you beat at home today?
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
You know how to get in his brain?
There's two at home.
There's two at home. They're very good.
That's
I know.
Stinks. Yeah, there's two of them.
Yeah, I've played a lot of golf with them here, and it's
probably, you're right.
When I beat them, it feels like a big victory.
Do you know how to get in their head at all?
I don't really know if we can get in each other's heads. I think we get in our own heads enough. Yeah. So
you could bang him on the shin with a wedge by accident.
Me and Tyler were talking like, oh, we got a 3-shot handicap on him too, so we got a good advantage anyway.
That's right. Well, that'll be fun today.
Yeah.
Jackson, I know just from working with you at junior camp here each week, I see how great you are with the kids. So I feel like your next spot here of getting into coaching is a natural fit. So I wish you the best of luck with that.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Yep.
Yeah, congratulations, and go get that degree.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jackson Sounds Hummel good. From Hofstra Golf, Pendleton Creek, and now Ohio, the Bobcats, right?
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to get all new gear.
I'm fortunate to get
that's
new
right.
gear.
There we
go. That's
right.
More swag.
Oh, yeah.
Get the green and white on for sure. All right, we'll take a timeout here from Pendleton Creek. We'll update you on the Olympics, whip around the LPGA Champions Tour when we return here from Pendleton Creek on Tee to Green on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra,
Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Pita Gourmet, Western New York's premier fast casual Mediterranean dining experience. Lunch or dinner, dine-in, takeout, delivery, and catering with six convenient locations. Signature pita wraps and pita pockets opens with a rice or salad vase. Something for every age, including our kids' box. The originator of the Greek fries. We pride ourselves in our unique menu offerings. All our items completely customizable and made with the highest quality products. Stop in and see for yourself. You'll be in and out in minutes.
Hey parents and young golfers of Western New York, are you ready to tee off into an unforgettable journey of golf? Look no further than the Western New York PGA. We're not just about golf, we're about shaping futures and nurturing passion. Calling all junior golfers, our junior golf program is second to none. With a focus on fun, skill building, and sportsmanship, we're here to ignite the love for the game in every young player. From introductory clinics to competitive tournaments, our junior golf opportunities cater to all skill levels and ages. Our certified instructors provide top-notch coaching, ensuring that every swing is a step closer to success. And parents, rest assured, knowing that your child is in good hands, our commitment to junior golf goes beyond the fairway. We instill core values like integrity, perseverance, and teamwork that extend far beyond the golf course. So join the Western New York PGA today and watch your child's passion for golf soar to new heights. Visit our website or contact us directly to learn more about our junior golf programs. Let's tee it up for a brighter future with the Western New York PGA, where champions are made one swing at a time.
Hey, I'm Matt Bove from Channel 7 in Buffalo, and if you love golf like me, there is no better place to get your swings in than the Lynx Golf and Tap. We've got two locations, one in Niagara Falls near the Rainbow Bridge, and our newly opened location in North Tonawanda, right in the Remington Lofts. We've got a full-service restaurant and bar and state-of-the-art TrackMan technology, and if you can't come out to us, we can come to you with our mobile golf simulator. It's perfect for your parties and events. Check us out at thelynxgolfandtap.com. See you soon.
Are you ready for another amazing golf season? Here at Glen Oak, we eagerly await the pleasure of hosting you, your friends, and family for an unforgettable golf experience. No better time than now to start preparing your golf game. Rain or shine, we are here for you to improve your golf game through our expert PGA golf professional instruction and club fitting on our indoor golf simulators. Visit our website today, glenoak.com, to reserve your next indoor golf round and available club fitting appointments. We cannot wait to see you soon here at Glen Oak, making birdies and lifelong memories again soon.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB putt lab center. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
WGR Sports Radio 550.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And by the First Tee of Western New York. Visit firsttwesternny.org.
We're back live, Tee to Green, final segment here at Pendleton Creek Golf Club. Thanks for being with us. I want to thank Ryan Edholm, Jackson Hummel for joining us last segment. Good insight there on some college golf, Ryan with Canisius, Jackson with Hofstra. But it is time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, and there's no official PGA Tour event this week because all the PGA Tour, well, some of the PGA Tour players are in Paris for the Olympics. And right now, boy, what a great leaderboard. Tommy Fleetwood and Xander Schauffele, I'm sorry, Tommy Fleetwood is your leader at minus 12. Xander Schauffele and John Rahm are one back at minus 11. So some really good stuff at the top. And then you've got Rory McIlroy, Scotty Scheffler, some big names that maybe want to know where they are at. They are at minus 7. They are tied for 13th.
And the Champions Tour Report is brought to you by Donald Ross Sportswear, defending par since 1872. The Best in Golf is now also available for your corporate apparel. And there also is not an event this week because of the Olympics. But last week was a real big one for the senior tour. It was the Open Senior Championship at Carnoustie. And it was won by KJ Choi at 10 under, followed by Richard Green and Paul Broadhurst.
All right, the LPGA report now. It's brought to you by Puma Golf Shoes, the Portland Classic in Portland, Oregon, West Coast Golf. So the Olympics are on early this morning. If you're looking to watch golf, maybe later tonight, the LPGA event will be on. Dewey Weber is your leader right now. She's got a two-shot lead on Polly Mack and Andrea Lee. She is at 16 under par in the Portland Classic on the LPGA.
And I feel
tour.
We'll be talking about Melanie Green a lot more as we go forward through the years here watching her play.
Yeah, she last week, playing in that event for the LPGA tour.
Out in Washington.
Yes, yeah. Yep. She ended up missing the cut, but yeah. Starting to play. Still has amateur status, but still is playing at this. So, yeah, Olympic golf really, really going well here so far in terms of the drama. Jon Rahm playing really, really well here.
Yeah, that's exciting to see.
He would be, I'm sure, really pumped for him to be able to maybe get himself a medal here.
Yeah, but I'm going to root for the Americans no matter what. Yes. Like, even I love Jon Rahm. We had him on the show. Yeah,
he's that's right. We did.
And
long time, what, four years ago?
Yeah. And but yeah, I'm always going to root for the Americans in the Olympics. I may not in a regular tour event, but this definitely it'll be fun. It'll be fun to watch. I know we were talking about changing the format and everything else, but either way, I know I'll be transfixed on it tomorrow morning watching it.
Yeah, it's on right now on Golf Channel. It'll be on again tomorrow morning. But yeah, Schauffele trying to go for back-to-back medals. You hear a lot of the players that maybe skipped that first one when there was that, what, Zika virus?
Oh, there was something going on
in Brazil. Yeah. And some of them skipped it. Some players have even bailed on it and said, I'm not going to be in the mix for it. But everyone that ends up going, and then they say, like, oh, boy, what a mistake I made. It sounds like, maybe some of these guys are like, oh, another golf tournament, another grind, another week sort of thing. But the Olympics just obviously maybe something totally different.
But even if you don't play well, you get to be at the Olympics. You get to be you got to be on that boat parade if you wanted. You get to go to the other events. You have a pat. You can, like, they're all going to watch swimming events, and they're going to go and watch track and field events. And being around that atmosphere has probably just got to be exciting.
Yep, I would agree. Yeah, Schauffele, if he gets a medal this week, does he overtake Scheffler for player of the year? I'll give you the resumes quickly. If again, I'm saying if here.
So,
Schauffele
majors.
Right now has two majors,
yep.
All right, and second in the world. Scheffler has six wins, the Masters, the Players, and four elevated events, and is number one in the world. Does two majors, would two majors and a medal trump the resume of Scheffler's year?
See, I would put as much as I'd love to win a gold medal, I might put it behind the Players. And winning the Players and the Masters, and those other events.
Yeah.
But, that's a tough one. But I'd still give it to Schauffele.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Schauffele,
really.
I'm sorry. No.
Yeah.
Scheffler.
Oh,
I meant Scheffler.
Yeah.
I heard the announcements in the background. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, the announcements in the background. It's Club Championship Day here at Pendleton Creek. Got a few minutes left, so I've got a 8:34 tee time here to play today.
Are you mentally ready, Brian?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you've been playing well this year.
Yeah, I think one thing that I'm going with it too is like just that strong feeling of swing with confidence. That's right. I feel like you really got that into my head last year. Mm-hmm. One thing I told you this year, like why I think I'm playing well, is that my putting has been stronger. That I'm really trying to make putts. I'm standing over every putt trying to make it.
Yep.
Instead of just not three putting, I told you I was the king of not three putting, but I never made anything.
Well,
I feel like I've really changed my mentality putting.
Three putt avoidance is one of the best ways to keep your score lower. A and B. The other thing is have fun.
Yeah.
How well do you play when you're having fun? Like, if you're going to enjoy, you're playing with Lumadoo, right?
Yeah.
Great person. Yeah. So he'll be fun to play with today. And if you enjoy the day and you have fun, you're always going to play better. If you're putting pressure on yourself, or you're on that first tee and you expect to win, or have an expectation of shooting 76 today, that's when it's tough to play. Just go out, hit every shot the best you can, enjoy the day, whatever comes, and have a laugh and enjoy the people you're with.
That is why that, like, expectation of a number sometimes too is
awful.
Is bad.
Yes,
because it's weird. Like,
one of my best rounds of the year here. I started off with a double.
Yeah.
But like you get that double and then you think, oh, well, now I can't shoot whatever the number is that you want to shoot. And then you start adding it up and that's the worst thing to do.
Or you get anxious and think, oh, I'm going to shoot 100 today because I just made a double on the first hole of my swing. Yeah, it's shot by shot. You never know what's going to happen. And what you want to do at the end of the day is just put the best score you possibly can on the scorecard. You just never want to feel like you weren't ready to hit a shot. You weren't focused on a shot or you quit or had a bad attitude over some shots. That's when you're not happy at the end. Yeah, some of the best rounds I've had have been fighting your way to break 80 and somehow I got up and down, just something like that. And those you'll take pride in your round then. Yeah.
Yeah, and today, of course, every ball, you're playing it as it lies, and every putt, you got to putt out.
Yep.
And, that's one thing, too, that I feel like if you haven't done that all year today, then you're going to stand over that one a little extra. So that's one thing, too. I mean, even just within the course of my rounds, I'm trying to make sure that, hey, that three-footer, I'm going to put that out all the time just so that today I'm confident standing over that. I'm not thinking it. Right. I'm not sitting there thinking 10 things when I'm standing
and
over
make
that.
Make sure you stay in your routine through every single shot. Don't get out of your routine. You can when you're playing with your buddies or something, get up at it real quick. But if you've got a routine, stick to your routine. Something breaks off, go back, hit your root, start your routine again, and hit the shot.
Yep. All right, good advice.
Yeah, it'll be fun, though.
Yep. Jeff, next week we'll be at Glen Oak. We're into our final month of the season, then Lancaster, the Lynx, and we'll finish at Golf Dojo on the 31st. So
can't believe it's coming.
Four shows left.
Wow. Well, we've been doing it since February.
That's true.
Yep, and it is Bills season shortly,
yep,
which is very exciting.
Next week when we're off the air at 8 o'clock, it'll be Bills pregame, Bills and Bears. We may see Caleb Williams debut next week for Chicago.
That'll be fun. I watch every preseason game. I'm one of those guys, that's for sure. I'll watch the second half even.
This week, I did the Bills stadium experience for our season tickets and committed to tickets for the new stadium.
And, oh, you did?
Yeah. So this whole week, I feel like I'm on like a little Bills high now because I'm just thinking about that new stadium and the experience of going there and like now this year and just even watching some of the highlights from the practice last night at the stadium. I'm like, all right.
The experience is pretty cool from what I understand,
it is,
too.
Yeah. They did a really nice job with it. I was, for those that are season ticket holders that'll get a chance to go through on that, I think you'll be impressed for sure. All right, Jeff, thanks so much. Good show.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to watching the golf today.
Yep. Shoffley, one off the lead. Fleetwood is your leader. Golf Channel if you want to watch the Olympic golf. Enjoy the Olympics. And next week, as I said, we'll be just down the road from here at Glen Oak. So we'll put a wrap on things. Go ahead.
Good luck to you today, Brian.
Thank
play
you.
Well. Appreciate play your best.
It. Yep. Also, our thoughts with our colleague Kevin Sylvester today. Reason he wasn't on the air, his colleague from PGA Tour Radio, Mark Carnival, we know last week we talked about him, his sudden passing. He and a lot of the PGA Tour Radio and PGA Tour Live staff are down in Florida.
Celebration of life for
the celebration
today.
Of life ceremony. So that's why Kevin wasn't able to join us, but Kevin will be back with us next week. All right, that'll wrap things up here from Pendleton Creek. Want to thank Dylan Hayes, Ryan Edholm, Jackson Hummel for joining us. Evan DePasquale back in our Amherst studios. Great job producing for Jeff Metis. Thanks, Jeff. I'm Brian Colziel. We thank you for listening. Make sure you follow us on social media at T2GBuffalo. We'll talk to you next week here on Tee to Green.
You've been listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Be sure to tune in next week at 7 a.m. for the best local golf talk. And follow the Tee to Green team on social media at T2GBuffalo.
Hey, Kevin Sylvester here. We were talking about playing around under 4 hours, where you can also do that at Lockport Country Club. Now, if you've been thinking of joining a country club to enhance your golf experience and social experience, Lockport Country Club is absolutely one you should look into. If you've played the course before, you've already fell in love with it. If you haven't, go play it. You will fall in love with a golf course at Lockport Country Club. They have individual golf memberships now, family golf memberships, weekday-only golf memberships, youth golf membership, so many options at Lockport Country Club. The undulation changes on the golf course and some of the new holes they've put in there over the last few years are absolutely outstanding. It will enhance your golf experience. Lockport Country Club. Check them out online at lockportcountryclub.com or give them a call at 433-5969. You're going to love.
Are you interested in really improving your game? Or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels. Enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Mitis at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
The pros at Blue Tusk Tech provide outstanding five-star customer service while saving you up to 60% on pro-certified pre-owned Apple products. iPhone devices start at $149. iPad tablets start at $199. Mac computers start at just $349. 1 year, like-new warranty included. 0% financing available. Blue Tusk Tech is now an official retailer of YOLO Live professional multi-camera live streaming and switching tools. Check out their new vlog bar with all the influencer tech you need. Stop into Blue Tusk Tech today at 3929 Southwestern Boulevard, Orchard Park, behind Taffy's near Moe's.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Pita Gourmet, Western New York's premier fast casual Mediterranean dining experience. Lunch or dinner, dine-in, takeout, delivery, and catering with six convenient locations. Signature pita wraps and pita pockets opens with a rice or salad vase. Something for every age, including our kids' box. The originator of the Greek fries. We pride ourselves in our unique menu offerings. All our items completely customizable and made with the highest quality products. Stop in and see for yourself. You'll be in and out in minutes.
Hey parents and young golfers of Western New York, are you ready to tee off into an unforgettable journey of golf? Look no further than the Western New York PGA. We're not just about golf, we're about shaping futures and nurturing passion. Calling all junior golfers, our junior golf program is second to none. With a focus on fun, skill building, and sportsmanship, we're here to ignite the love for the game in every young player. From introductory clinics to competitive tournaments, our junior golf opportunities cater to all skill levels and ages. Our certified instructors provide top-notch coaching, ensuring that every swing is a step closer to success. And parents, rest assured, knowing that your child is in good hands, our commitment to junior golf goes beyond the fairway. We instill core values like integrity, perseverance, and teamwork that extend far beyond the golf course. So join the Western New York PGA today and watch your child's passion for golf soar to new heights. Visit our website or contact us directly to learn more about our junior golf programs. Let's tee it up for a brighter future with the Western New York PGA, where champions are made one swing at a time.
Hey, I'm Matt Bove from Channel 7 in Buffalo, and if you love golf like me, there is no better place to get your swings in than the Lynx Golf and Tap. We've got two locations, one in Niagara Falls near the Rainbow Bridge, and our newly opened location in North Tonawanda, right in the Remington Lofts. We've got a full-service restaurant and bar and state-of-the-art TrackMan technology, and if you can't come out to us, we can come to you with our mobile golf simulator. It's perfect for your parties and events. Check us out at thelynxgolfandtap.com. See you soon.
Are you ready for another amazing golf season? Here at Glen Oak, we eagerly await the pleasure of hosting you, your friends, and family for an unforgettable golf experience. No better time than now to start preparing your golf game. Rain or shine, we are here for you to improve your golf game through our expert PGA golf professional instruction and club fitting on our indoor golf simulators. Visit our website today, glenoak.com, to reserve your next indoor golf round and available club fitting appointments. We cannot wait to see you soon here at Glen Oak, making birdies and lifelong memories again soon.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB putt lamp setter. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
WGR Sports Radio 550.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And by the First Tee of Western New York. Visit firsttwesternny.org.
We're back live, Tee to Green, final segment here at Pendleton Creek Golf Club. Thanks for being with us. I want to thank Ryan Edholm, Jackson Hummel for joining us last segment. Good insight there on some college golf. Ryan with Canisius, Jackson with Hofstra. But it is time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, and there's no official PGA Tour event this week because all the PGA Tour, well, some of the PGA Tour players are in Paris for the Olympics. And right now, boy, what a great leaderboard. Tommy Fleetwood and Xander Schauffele, I'm sorry, Tommy Fleetwood is your leader at minus 12. Xander Schauffele and Jon Rahm are one back at minus 11. So some really good stuff at the top. And then you've got Rory McIlroy, Scottie Scheffler, some big names that maybe want to know where they are at. They are at minus 7. They are tied for 13th.
And the Champions Tour Report is brought to you by Donald Ross Sportswear, defending power since 1872. The Best in Golf is now also available for your corporate apparel. And there also is not an event this this week because of the Olympics. But last week was a real big one for the senior tour. It was the Open Senior Championship at Carnoustie, and it was won by KJ Choi at 10 under, followed by Richard Green and Paul Broadhurst.
All right, the LPGA report now. It's brought to you by Puma Golf Shoes, the Portland Classic in Portland, Oregon, West Coast Golf. So the Olympics are on early this morning. If you're looking to watch golf, maybe later tonight, the LPGA event will be on. Dewey Weber is your leader right now. She's got a two-shot lead on Polly Mack and Andrea Lee. She is at 16 under par in the Portland Classic on the LPGA.
And I feel
tour.
We'll be talking about Melanie Green a lot more as we go forward through the years here watching her play.
Yeah, she last week, playing in that event for the LPGA tour.
Out in Washington.
Yes, yeah. Yep. She ended up missing the cut, but yeah. Starting to play. Still has amateur status, but still is playing at this. So, yeah, Olympic golf really, really good. Going well here so far in terms of the drama. John Rahm playing really, really well here.
Yeah, that's exciting to see.
He would be, I'm sure, really pumped for him to be able to maybe get himself a medal here.
Yeah, but I'm going to root for the Americans no matter what. Yes. Like, even I love John Rahm. We had him on the show. Yeah,
that's right. We did.
And
long time, what, four years ago?
Yeah, I'm always going to root for the Americans in the Olympics. I may not in a regular tour event, but this, definitely. It'll be fun. It'll be fun to watch. I know we were talking about changing the format and everything else, but either way, I know I'll be transfixed on it tomorrow morning watching it.
Yeah, it's on right now on Golf Channel. It'll be on again tomorrow morning. But, yeah, Schauffele trying to go for back-to-back medals. You hear a lot of the players that maybe skipped that first one when there was that, Zika virus?
Oh, there was something going on
in Brazil. Yeah, and some of them skipped it. Some players have even bailed on it and said, I'm not going to be in the mix for it. But everyone that ends up going, and then they say, like, oh, boy, what a mistake I made. It sounds like, maybe some of these guys are like, oh, another golf tournament, another grind, another week sort of thing. But the Olympics just obviously maybe something totally different.
But even if you don't play well, you get to be at the Olympics. You get to be on that boat parade if you wanted. You get to go to the other events. You have a pat. You can, like, they're all going to watch swimming events, and they're going to go and watch track and field events, and being around that atmosphere has probably just got to be exciting.
Yep, I would agree. Yeah, Schauffele, if he gets a medal this week, does he overtake Scheffler for player of the year? I'll give you the resumes quickly. Schauffele right now has two majors,
yep.
All right, and second in the world. Scheffler has six wins, the Masters, the Players, and four elevated events, and is number one in the world. Would two majors and a medal trump the resume of Scheffler's year?
See, I would put as much as I'd love to win a gold medal, I might put it behind the Players. And winning the Players and the Masters, and those other events.
Yeah.
But, that's a tough one. But I'd still give it to Schauffele.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Schauffele,
really.
I'm sorry. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scheffler.
Oh,
I meant Scheffler.
Yeah.
I heard the announcements in the background. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, the announcements in the background. It's Club Championship Day here at Pendleton Creek. Got a few minutes left. So I've got a 8:34 tee time here to play today.
Are you mentally ready, Brian?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you've been playing well this year.
Yeah, I think one thing that I'm going with it too is like just that strong feeling of swinging with confidence. That's right. I feel like you really got that into my head last year. Mm-hmm. One thing I told you this year, like why I think I'm playing well, is that my putting has been stronger. That I'm really trying to make putts. I'm standing over every putt trying to make it.
Yep.
Instead of just not three putting, I told you I was the king of not three putting, but I never made anything.
Well,
I feel like I've really changed my mentality putting.
Three putt avoidance is one of the best ways to keep your score lower. A and B. The other thing is have fun.
Yeah.
How well do you play when you're having fun? Like, if you're going to enjoy, you're playing with Lumadu, right?
Yeah.
Great person. Yeah. So he'll be fun to play with today. And if you enjoy the day and you have fun, you're always going to play better. If you're putting pressure on yourself, or you're on that first tee and you expect to win, or have an expectation of shooting 76 today, that's when it's tough to play. Just go out, hit every shot the best you can, enjoy the day, whatever comes, and have a laugh and enjoy the people you're with.
That is why that, like, expectation of a number sometimes too is
awful.
is bad.
Yes,
because it's weird. Like, one of my best rounds of the year here, I started off with a double.
Yeah.
But like you get that double, and then you think, oh well, now I can't shoot whatever the number is that you want to shoot, and then you start adding it up, and that's the worst thing to do.
Or you get anxious and think, oh, I'm going to shoot 100 today because I just made a double on the first hole of my swing. Yeah, it's shot by shot. You never know what's going to happen. And what you want to do at the end of the day is just put the best score you possibly can on the scorecard. You just never want to feel like you you weren't ready to hit a shot, you weren't focused on a shot, or you quit or had a bad attitude over some shots. That's when you're not happy at the end. Yeah, some of the best rounds I've had have been fighting your way to break 80, and somehow I got up and down. You know, just something like that. And those you'll take pride in your round then. Yeah.
Yeah, and today, of course, every ball, you're playing it as it lies, and every putt, you got to putt out.
Yep.
And, you know, that's one thing, too, that I feel like if you haven't done that all year today, then you're going to stand over that one a little extra. So that's one thing, too. I mean, even just within the course of my rounds, I'm trying to make sure that, hey, you know, that three-footer, I'm going to putt that out all the time. Just so that today I'm confident standing over that. I'm not thinking it. Right. I'm not sitting there thinking 10 things when I'm standing
and
over that.
Make sure you stay in your routine through every single shot. Don't get out of your routine. You know, I mean, you can when you're playing with your buddies or something, get up at it real quick. But if you're, you know, you've got a routine, stick to your routine. Something breaks off, go back, hit your route, start your routine again, and hit the shot.
Yep. All right. Good advice.
Yeah. It'll be fun, though.
Yep. Jeff, next week we'll be at Glen Oak. We're into our final month of the season. Then Lancaster, the Lynx, and we'll finish at Golf Dojo on the 31st. So
can't believe it's coming.
Four shows left.
Wow. Well, we've been doing it since February.
That's true.
Yep. And it is Bills season shortly.
Yep.
Which is very exciting.
Next week, when we're off the air at 8 o'clock, it'll be Bills pregame, Bills and Bears. We may see Caleb Williams debut next week for Chicago.
That'll be fun. I watch every preseason game. I'm one of those guys, that's for sure. I'll watch the second half even.
This week, I did the Bills stadium experience for our season tickets and committed to tickets for the new stadium.
And, you did?
Yeah. So this whole week, I feel like I'm on like a little Bills high now, because I'm just thinking about that new stadium and the experience of going there, and like now, this year, and just even watching some of the highlights from the practice last night at the stadium, I'm like, all right.
The experience is pretty cool from what I understand,
too.
It is.
They did a really nice job with it. I was, for those that are season ticket holders that'll get a chance to go through on that, I think you'll be impressed for sure. All right, Jeff, thanks so much. Good show.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to watching the golf today.
Yep. Shoffley, one off the lead. Fleetwood is your leader. Golf Channel if you want to watch the Olympic golf. Enjoy the Olympics. And next week, as I said, we'll be just down the road from here at Glen Oak. So we'll put a wrap on things. Go ahead.
Good luck to you today, Brian.
Thank you.
Appreciate your best.
Yep. Also, our thoughts with our colleague Kevin Sylvester today. Reason he wasn't on the air, his colleague from PGA Tour Radio, Mark Carnival, we know last week we talked about him, his sudden passing. He and a lot of the PGA Tour Radio and PGA Tour Live staff are down in Florida.
Celebration of life for
the Celebration of Life ceremony. So that's why Kevin wasn't able to join us. But Kevin will be back with us next week. All right. That'll wrap things up here from Pendleton Creek. Want to thank Dylan Hayes, Ryan Edholm, Jackson Hummel for joining us. Evan DePasquale back in our Amherst studios. Great job producing for Jeff Metis. Thanks, Jeff. I'm Brian Colziel. We thank you for listening. Make sure you follow us on social media at T2GBuffalo. We'll talk to you next week here on Tee to Green.
You've been listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Be sure to tune in next week at 7 a.m. for the best local golf talk. And follow the Tee to Green team on social media at T2GBuffalo.
Hey, Kevin Sylvester here. We were talking about playing around under 4 hours, where you can also do that at Lockport Country Club. Now, if you've been thinking of joining a country club to enhance your golf experience and social experience, Lockport Country Club is absolutely one you should look into. If you've played the course before, you've already fell in love with it. If you haven't, go play it. You will fall in love with a golf course at Lockport Country Club. They have individual golf memberships now, family golf memberships, weekday-only golf memberships, youth golf membership, so many options at Lockport Country Club. The undulation changes on the golf course and some of the new holes they've put in there over the last few years are absolutely outstanding. It will enhance your golf experience. Lockport Country Club. Check them out online at lockportcountryclub.com or give them a call at 433-5969. You're going to love.
Are you interested in really improving your game, or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels, enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Metis at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
The pros at Blue Tusk Tech provide outstanding five-star customer service while saving you up to 60% on pro-certified pre-owned Apple products. iPhone devices start at $149. iPad tablets start at $199. Mac computers start at just $349. 1 year, like-new warranty included. 0% financing available. Blue Tusk Tech is now an official retailer of Yolo Live professional multi-camera live streaming and switching tools. Check out their new vlog bar with all the influencer tech you need. Stop into Blue Tusk Tech today at 3929 Southwestern Boulevard, Orchard Park, behind Taffy's near Moe's.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.